rich can mean so many things.
For a chef, it's a dessert filled with thick cream or eggs or sugar.
For a farmer, it's dark, fertile soil.
And for the IRS, it seems to be more than $250,000 a year in personal income.
We should not hold middle-class tax cuts hostage any longer. We are ready this week, if they want, to give tax cuts to every American making $250,000 or less.
Has the Great Recession redefined rich? And how much do you need to make to cross that magic line?
The lifestyles of the rich but hardly famous on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning and happy Friday. It is September 17th, and all morning we're kind of talking about this line, whether the line between rich and poor has moved.
The definitions of rich and poor, that's a discussion all morning on The Takeaway. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories and the definition of the number of Americans living below the poverty line. The number continues to rise. The definition, of course, is what the political system creates. The new total, according to the Census Bureau, 43.5 million people. That's one in seven people, one in five children in the U.S. At the same time, the number of millionaires in the country continues to grow. The number of households with a net worth of $1 million or more grew 16% last year, but the number of people in the high brackets is much smaller percentage than the number of people below the poverty line. Charlie Ward, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Rapid City, South Dakota, is that where you are?
That's correct.
You recently found and sold the largest gold nugget discovered in the United States in more than 100 years, right?
In the Black Hills, South Dakota.
Wow.
Last 120 years.
Nice. How big was it?
Oh, about the size of an avocado pit.
Does that make you feel rich?
No, not really. I still got to get up, put my boots on in the morning and either go dig for more gold or bang some nails to make a little few dollars, you know.
One view of what it means to be rich. We're going to talk about that all hour long. Charlie, thanks so much.
All right. You coming back later?
Oh, yeah.
Afghans are getting ready to go to the polls this weekend ahead of the election. Taliban fighters, though, are making good on their promise to disrupt voting. Militants killed two more election workers in northern Afghanistan this morning. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates says security does appear to be adequate.
The Afghans have a capable and competent security plan for the elections. We will provide support as needed.
The death toll for campaign staff and election workers in the run-up to tomorrow's vote now stands at 21.
Residents along Mexico's Gulf Coast are preparing for Hurricane Carl. The storm grew to a Category 3 overnight. It's expected to make landfall in southern Mexico later today. Carl has winds of 120 miles per hour. Another round of peace talks between Israeli and Palestinian leaders have ended for now. Palestinians have threatened to walk out of the talks if Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu does not extend a partial moratorium on construction of West Bank settlements, something he's refused to do so far.
BP says Sunday will be the day its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico will be officially declared dead. The company completed work on a relief well. They'll start a bottom-kill procedure to permanently seal the well now. And the gay rights organization that won a ruling declaring the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy unconstitutional wants the policy to stop being enforced immediately. The Log Cabin Republicans filed a proposal with Judge Virginia Phillips asking her to impose a worldwide injunction to the policy. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up and so are futures. The Dow starts at 10,594, the S&P at 1,124, and the NASDAQ at 2305. All this morning, as I said, we're having this discussion about what it means to be rich or poor, and we got this conversation started with you. Give us a call. What are the signs in your life that make you feel poor or feel rich? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
If a gold nugget the size of an avocado pit doesn't make you feel rich, we'll talk about what else does. That's in a few minutes.